Moncrief on News Talk.
Is there anything you can do about a cold? Apart from self-pity, is there anything available at home that might actually help? Ilona Duffy is a GP based in Monaghan. Ilona, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Right, so like garlic, for instance, there's this sense that if you eat garlic regularly, you're less inclined to catch a cold.
Well, unfortunately, there's no real evidence to support that. And probably the only reason it might work is if you're taking the garlic, perhaps everybody will stay away from you, so you're less likely to be infected. But other than that, there's absolutely no evidence for taking regular garlic and that it might in any way help. And similarly, vitamin C, people often think
really?
That if they start... Yeah, no, lots of studies done in the past on vitamin C. In fact, decades ago, there was a whole research facility in the UK that looked at the common cold and different things to prevent it and how to minimize your chances of getting it. And vitamin C was one of the big things they thought was going to work, but actually the evidence showed it didn't.
Even though there are things you can go into the chemist and buy things with, painkiller mixed in with vitamin C, it's really only the painkiller that's doing any good.
Well, I think the thing is, it's preventing a cold and maybe minimizing the symptoms of a cold and minimizing your chances of developing, a worsening of your symptoms where you might need antibiotics are two separate things. So really, what is the common cold? Well, the common, as it says, it's common. And the reality is that all adults will probably likely have a cold 2 to 4 times a year, kids 5 to 6, and infants. So your young children and the very young children who are in the creches, anything up to 12 a year. And I think most parents will kind of relate to that. And the reality is it's different viruses and viruses spread very easily. And unless you're kind of in a virus-free area, so you're staying away from everybody, perhaps, wearing a mask, the reality is you're going to meet these viruses. As we get older, we become more prepared and able to fight them, so we don't get as many symptoms. But there's nothing that's going to stop you actually meeting that virus except staying away from somebody who has it.
So it's not always necessarily the same virus. We describe it generically as a cold, but are there variations in the virus that we can contract?
There really are. There are lots of variations, which is why, again, I suppose symptoms will vary and the severity of the symptoms. I mean, typically people know that if they have a cold, it will start with the nose being blocked, sneezing, perhaps the nose starts running then. A general feeling perhaps of fatigue, aches and pains. They may run low-grade temperatures. But for most people, these viral illnesses pass quite quickly within a few days. However, during that time and in the days leading up to it, they're probably contagious. And every time they sneeze, they're creating an aerosol, which is contaminating things that the spray lands on or other people who are breathing in that air. So again, for most people, it's not a big issue. You're miserable for a couple of days. And that's where we talk about the over-the-counter preparations, as you said, the paracetamol, the decongestants, nasal sprays, things like that, that may help minimize your symptoms. And especially perhaps for those who might be more prone to needing, further intervention. So I'm thinking people with chronic sinus congestion, people perhaps with COPD or asthma, who it might lead to a flare in their disease and mean that they're more likely then to need to see their GP.
Yeah. Now, it sounds disgusting, but what is a nasal wash?
So nasal wash or nasal lavage, washout, is where we kind of get you to squirt a saline, so a salt solution, up through one side of your nostril and very unpleasantly it comes down the other. Now, how does this work and why do we suggest it? Well, we suggest it because your sinuses are kind of like aero bone that are in your forehead, your cheeks and either side of your nose. And people who get a really bad cold or sinusitis will be aware of the pressure and the pain they get there when they get blocked. So partly doing this washout clears the dried mucus that may be in your nasal passages and allows that to drain. So it's really good for those people who can awake during the night and they're all bunged up or having loads of mucus in the back of their throat, wake up with a dry throat because they can't breathe through the nose. Sometimes doing that washout before bed can just help allow everything to drain before you lie down, and meaning that you're going to get more comfortable sleep. We also tend to tell people maybe you have hay fever or sinus infections to do this prior to using their steroid, their medicated nasal sprays.
How do you do it with the nasal wash? Can you construct something at home, or do you have to go to the pharmacy to buy a nasal wash?
Usually you'll kind of go to the pharmacy and there's a special bottle, not very dear, and it's kind of like a plastic bottle with a nozzle that you unfortunately have to put up your nose and give a good squirt off. And there are ones that are suitable for children as well. So not pleasant, but very effective. And people who have chronic sinus problems really would say that they'll do it every day and just keep those sinuses draining so they don't get the blockage and don't end up perhaps with sinusitis in a bacterial form where they need antibiotics and potentially steroids.
Ilona, one of our listeners says, this may sound bonkers, but at the first sign of a cold, I put Vicks Vapor Rub on the soles of my feet directly before bed. I put on a pair of thick woolly socks. It has worked every time since I discovered it about 12 years ago.
So some of that might be the fumes that you're smelling that actually keep the nasal passages open and ease things. And interesting, there was one study, and it was in the Lancet Respiratory Journal last year, and it looked at almost 14,000 patients in the UK and looked at if you got symptoms early on, what might help. And they did things such as Vicks First Defense gel spray, the saline washout, that salted washout that we talked about, or just promoting physical activity and stress management. And actually the results were equal for all of them. But all of them did seem to lead to an improvement in how speedily you returned to normality. But the reality is everybody's going to get better from a cold in general.
Yeah, though if that person put the Vicks Vapor Rub closer to their nose, it might be a bit more
effective.
I think
they probably better get value for their money. The only thing is, I suppose, you know, often people when they do have a virus will kind of perhaps feel that they're achy, they're cold, their peripheries are cold. So I'd say that Vicks Vapor Rub is probably warming up their feet. So that might be helping in that sense.
And their feet will smell minty fresh as well. Ilona, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Ilona Duffy there, a GP based in Monaghan.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.